You know, David says, deliver me from blood guiltiness. I wanted what I wanted so bad, I was willing to destroy everybody around me. Then he ends in verses 18 and 19, and so will we. David finally says, I want to chase after you, God. He says, do good in your pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. You'll be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. He says, I'm going to zealously worship you anew and afresh. He says, I'm going to chase you, God. And that's what the 63rd Psalm comes out later on. Have you come to the place where you say, God, I want you to do what only you can do on the inside. I want you to create a new heart. And in that new heart, I want you to systematically restore all the systems that have broken down and have been tripped by my sin. And I want you to bring back my joy. And I want you to bring back your Spirit's closeness to me. And I want you to bring back your fruit in my life. I want you to restore me into ministry. I want to get real with you. And I want to call sin what it really is. Not admitting, but confessing. I'm going to get real with you, and then I'm going to chase you. That's how you know everything's right between you and the Lord. When you can talk openly to Him and call sin what it is, and then you can say, I love you so much, I'm going to start chasing you and experiencing genuine, heartfelt pursuit of you, O God. I hope that's where you are today. Let's stand for closing prayer. As you stand, and as I pray, right where you're standing, you might want to do a little inventory. Have you come to the place where you have asked God to give you a new heart? Where you have started calling sin what it really is? Where you have said, I'm going to get real. I'm not going to go through the mechanics, through the external, just through the rituals. I want you. I'm going to get real with you. You know you have. If you started seeing in your life that you're leaving sin behind. John used to say, I hear him preach all the time, the Christian life is a decreasing frequency of sin and an increasing frequency of my responding to God. Is that what you're doing? That's what God wants.